With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I ain't asked now for nothing. I took the heart away. 12 put me overcoming with it. They took my heart away. Hardaway. Jumping in Hardaway.
Giannotto and Jeffrey phone guests appear on the Landers Nissan phone line. Now, back to Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto,
lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal,
and 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey rolls on. 2:24 is the time. Pleased now to be joined by, of course, James Wiseman. If you are not familiar, on Saturday, it is officially James Wiseman Day. There will be a parade. There will be a pep rally noon to 2:30, May 25th. That is this Saturday at East High School.
All right, well, we could have had Jeff Borzello in here. We could have had Evan Daniels in here. We could have had any of those recruiting analysts, but who better to break down this historic Memphis basketball recruiting class than the number one recruit himself, and a guy who, frankly, put in a lot of work to get this recruiting class together.
A lot of work.
Yes, bravo, James. What does that cell phone bill look like? What does the text message chain look like? Is it a group text message? How do you work it with these other recruits when you're doing it?
Yes, sir. Like previously, it was really individual text. So I was just texting them every single day on a daily basis. But now, since a lot of people committed, people that I want to be on the Memphis program, it's like we got like a group chat. So we started it like last weekend.
Really? I would love to. What, anything you can reveal from that group text that Memphis fans might like to know?
Really just talking about the season, like what we want to do, mm-hmm. and just trying to make it to the NCAA tournament.
All right, so let's go through this. So DJ committed first, right? Mm-hmm. So DJ's the first. But let's talk about DJ Jeffries. I guess Malcolm committed first, really. Yeah. So you're probably most familiar with Malcolm because you played with him in AAU and college, AAU and high school at East. Yeah. What will Malcolm bring to the table? I understand he's got some knee issues he's got to work out, but what will he bring to the table? What will he give this program next year and in the years to come? Why is he such a good player?
I feel that Malcolm is unappreciated because he can do all things on the court. Even though he's big and he got like a brute type frame, he's really a versatile player. He's a great teammate. He shows a lot of leadership on the court, especially for my senior year and my junior year. He taught me a lot about the game of basketball himself. And really, he's just a great person all around.
Okay. Interesting. And so he fits you. He's a compliment to you, yep. Right, down low. Now, DJ, you played with him in AAU the past couple years. How important was it to get a recruit? I mean, obviously, you picked Memphis over Kentucky, mm-hmm. but he decommitted from Kentucky. He's the first guy who ever decommitted from Cal at Kentucky. How big do you think that was just for the perception of Memphis and what you guys were trying to accomplish?
I feel that it was very big because me, DJ, and Malcolm, we played together on the AAU circuit. So, really, we had a tight bond and a strong chemistry. So, really, we just wanted to play together. So, I talked to DJ, and the DJ said he was going to decommit from Kentucky. When that came out, and it just went viral all over the news media, then we just made it happen from there. So,
what was your reaction when you found out DJ said, "Hey guys, I'm going to decommit from Kentucky"? And I mean, when you put yourself back in that moment, how did you react when you first saw the news or heard the news?
I mean, it was really absurd and it was insane because I mean, it came out of nowhere and it was surprising, but I was kind of surprised myself, but I mean, I was kind of happy at the same time because he was coming to play with me, and actually we got a great foundation in terms of brotherhood, me, Malcolm, and DJ, and then we just needed some additional pieces to come play with us.
How much does it also help that while he's a year older, but a guy that you've certainly played with and a guy that, you know, most of the guys that you're familiar with Team Penny and or Bluff City team now, how much does it help that you have a guy like Alex Lomax who got to be at the University of Memphis for a year ahead of you. How much does it help that, you know, you still have the relationship with him, but he is almost gone through it a year ahead of you?
I mean, he's a leader, and he's a floor general, and I just love playing with Alex because he taught me the game of basketball as well, and just to be a leader, and really just little details in the game he taught me. So really, to be under Alo, really Alex's wing, like, it's really a great fit for me and for Malcolm, for everybody.
You're, of course, listening to Giannotto Jeffrey right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We are joined by the Basketball Player of the Year, the Male Athlete of the Year, according to the Commercial Appeal, as well as the Athlete of the Year, according to the Commercial Appeal Sports Awards that were on Friday night. Mark, that had to be a huge moment, not only on Friday night, to see that James Wiseman not only racked up, but more importantly, James was there to collect the hardware.
I know. We were really appreciative that you came, James. And let's be honest. I mean, this guy is the National Player of the Year, the Gatorade National Player of the Year. He didn't need to be at the Commercial Appeal Sports Awards. So we're really, really appreciated you being there, James. So let's just keep going down the list. Damian Ball. What do you know about him? What should Tigers fans know about Damian Ball?
Damian Ball is a great player. He's a playmaker. He has a lot of vision. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy off the court. Me and Damon are from the same city, Nashville, Tennessee.
So Did you know him in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we played at Cambridge, so really we just got a tight bond just before we even touched down on Memphis and committed to Memphis. So.
Gotcha. And it sounds like he is would you call him a true point guard, kind of in the same mold as Alo? You know, maybe a little taller, but same mold. He's more of a distributor than a scorer.
Yeah, Damian Ball has the same skills as Alo. He's just a little bit, like, just taller. So.
Gotcha.
A great player.
All right, well, now we'll go into the last week where Memphis really became the story in college basketball.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the story you told me on Friday night about how you found out Precious Achiuwa was committing and what he sort of did to other guys in the class.
Okay, so Precious and Lester are really close friends. They played together on the UAA circuit. So Precious was telling Lester that he wasn't coming to Memphis. Basically, he was trying to surprise him. So Lester was kind of angry and upset. He was texting us every day, like, oh, my God, Precious is not coming. like he almost had a migraine headache or something. So he was kind of mad. And then Precious committed out of nowhere. Then he was surprised. And then he started. Then after that, he texts Precious and was like, why did you do that? Like, that is
and,
crazy.
And Precious told you, right?
Yeah.
He told you, like, Tuesday? Is that what you told me?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew for 3 days, kept it quiet, and you let him just kind of mess with Lester a little bit.
Yeah.
Was it as funny to y'all as it was to us?
Yes, I mean, it was hilarious. Just looking back on it, I was like, he just surprised all of us. But actually, I knew like 2 days beforehand, 3 days before, but I just didn't want to tell Lester.
Well, and you told the Commercial Appeal's Kari Thompson on Friday night that Precious was the hardest get for this staff, for you as a player, recruiter. Yep. Why was he so hard to convince? And what do you think ultimately convinced him to come to Memphis?
Because he was keeping it to himself, like to himself. He really wasn't trying to tell nobody where he wanted to go. And I was trying to convince him and trying to inform him that Memphis is about to be on the come up, so you just have to come and play with us and we can make something happen historically. So really, he just kept it to himself, and then he finally committed out of nowhere. Everybody was shocked. So.
Yeah, and you played with him at the McDonald's game, right? Mm-hmm. Was that the first time you had been in the same sort of – were you on the same team at McDonald's or different team?
No, sir, I was on a different team.
Different team. But in terms of playing with him, how do you think you guys will fit? How well do you know his game? Because obviously, I remember talking to you even the day you committed to Memphis, you said you were going after Precious Achiuwa. Why did you think he was going to be such a good fit for you down low?
A very versatile player. He can rebound the ball in any area on the floor. He can shoot. He can shoot the ball. His shot is getting better. But I saw it improved over the years. He's just a great player all around. He's an all-around player. And I feel that he'll help me down low.
Gotcha. And then Lester, we were talking about Lester Quinones. He committed last Friday. Do you think getting him, you needed him to get Precious? Do
mm-hmm.
you think that was necessary?
Yes, sir. So I just talked to Precious Lester on a daily basis and told him that, I mean, you have to get Precious to come to the Memphis program. I feel that if we get him, then we got Damian Ball, and then we got Malcolm Dandridge and DJ. We can be a really special team.
Gotcha. So what? Yeah, and Lester, I've heard talk of his shot. Have you seen him in action? I haven't seen him live. Like, how good of a shooter is he?
Very great shooter. He's a sharp shooter, and also he can go to the basket as well. So he's like a two-way player. So, and also he's a combo guard, and Boogie is a combo guard as well. Boogie is a underrated player. I feel that he should be talked about more than he's talking about right now. So, I mean, we got a great team.
When he decommitted from Duke, or got out of his letter of intent from Duke, how quickly did you text him?
It was kind of miscellaneous because it was all over the place. It was really different variety of scenarios. I was trying to, like, really just trying to reminisce in my head. But when he decommitted from Duke, it was kind of surprising because I didn't know he did it. Then somebody told me, Penny told me, then I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Then he said he wanted to come to Memphis, so I said, I mean, go ahead, come. Just say it right now. So he waited for a couple of days, and he revealed it. So.
He wants to be a point guard. Do you think he's a point guard?
Yeah, I feel that Boogie is a combo guard. He can play point guard and shooting guard, so I feel that he can help us on, well, really in both positions.
So do you have a prediction for a starting lineup next year?
I really don't.
No.
I'm just trying to go in there and work hard, play hard, just leave my ego at the door. Everybody leave their egos at the door, and I feel if we do that, then we'll have a special season this year.
Yeah, you mentioned – I remember talking to you on Friday, and we were talking about just, you know, we were talking about trending, mm-hmm. and it was like we were both thinking, like, there might be something as, like, having too much, but yeah. You feel like this is the right mix of guys. These guys have the right mindset to make this work, right?
Yes,
like,
sir.
What is it about, like, this group of guys that makes you believe they're going to swallow their egos at the door and really, you know, be willing to do what it takes to be the best team, not necessarily have the best numbers?
Yes, really, we talked about it in a group chat just to leave our egos at the door and really just play together and play for each other. And if we do that, we'll have a special season. And everybody committed to that. So, really, yeah, we're just ready.
Are you not surprised? Because obviously you've been working on these guys. But to see it all come together like this, you get seven freshmen coming in. Did you expect – did you think you'd get all the guys like this? Or did you think, like, you'd get – like, how – amazed you that this all ended up coming together?
So after I committed to the University of Memphis, I told myself that I was going to get a lot of players. So really, I was thinking in the future. I had futuristic plans that I wanted to accomplish. So I just made sure that I accomplished them. And when it finally came together, it's a beautiful image, to be honest.
And we should remind everyone, we did it at the top, but I just want to make sure. Have you ever had a parade for you before?
I haven't. This is my first time, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so Friday from noon to 2:30, right? It's like around, it starts at East High School, and it's going to be all around East High School. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, it's like James Wiseman Day, and they're going to, East High School is going to celebrate what James did at East, and honestly, what your commit, because I was mentioning it before you came in here, I don't think any of this happens without you signing and committing in November, because people wanted to play with the number one recruit in the country.
Yes, sir.
And so all Tiger fans should make an effort to get out there on Friday just to kind of celebrate James a little bit, because it sounds like you put in a lot of work.
I did.
You were like the fourth assistant coach on the staff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was a hard journey, but I mean, I really just look back on it. I really did a great job. So
yeah, you did. No kidding.
Now in fairness, you didn't leave a lot of room for improvement. I mean, your first signing class you put together is number one. Where do you go from here?
Really, just go in there, work hard, everybody have the same mindset. So really, just go in there, just work hard, just play together, and just really just create a brotherhood. So
this is what I wanted to ask.
Hold on, I should clarify. The parade is on Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I said Friday, Saturday, noon to 2:30.
Correct.
Everyone should be there.
May the 25th. At East High School. Also, we need to give a quick shout out to Melanie Walker, of course, of Creative Designs. If you haven't seen the poster for James Wiseman Day, it is fantastic. Melanie put that together. So again, Melanie Walker of Creative Designs, we need to give her a quick shout out. But this is what you touched on, and I'm curious because we've discussed, and Penny Hardaway has discussed at length about how there's been a plan all along. And clearly, you've been a large part of that plan. When did you really start to realize, because you know, in November, we have your recruitment, everything goes down, and you could kind of start to see the pieces come together, but recruiting during the season was largely pretty quiet, and then we noticed it to start to heat up really about the last month or so. When did you really feel, okay, this is going from a dream to this is going to something that's a reality of we're going to add these big-name guys? When could you really start to sense that it was turning in that direction?
After I committed, because people was kind of amazed I committed to the University of Memphis over Kentucky and over the Blue Bloods that I had that was recruiting me at the time. So really, I had a plan before I even committed to the University of Memphis, what I wanted to do. So really, it was just normal. I already had the plan set, but nobody didn't know, except for me. So,
what is it about Penny, Mike, Madlock? What is it about that Penny and the staff that put it over the top? Obviously, you played a big part, but these guys had to feel comfortable with the staff in order to do it. What do you think it is? Why are guys drawn to them so in a historic way? Really, why do you think they've been so successful recruiting?
Because you got Sam Mitchell, you got Mike Miller, you got Penny Hardaway. Both all already had NBA experience. Penny Hardaway is an ex-NBA legend. Then you got Mike Miller, and then you have Sam Mitchell, which was Coach of the Year when he was coaching at Toronto Raptors, I believe. So really, they just got a lot of experience. So for us to just be under their wings, they'll teach us a lot about the game of basketball and really the small details and stuff like that.
One of the great things about college basketball is, on top of seeing guys, you know, that have your skill set that are going to go on to have a very long and prosperous career in the NBA, but there's a certain element of it's just different in college basketball. I'm curious, oftentimes we kind of are drawn to certain personalities. Who in this recruiting class that you're coming in with, who's got the biggest personality? Who, like, makes you laugh the most? Who do you think is the guy that has a chance to be that charismatic figure that everybody's going to go, man, I love that guy?
Boogie Ellis.
Really? Sure. Interesting.
I mean, we got a lot of charismatic guys on our team. We got Malcolm Dandridge, DJ Jeffries for sure, but I say Boogie Ellis.
Okay. What is it about Boogie? Like, what's he like?
I mean, he's very funny. Plus, he's from Cali, so he's very relaxed. Okay. But I mean, at the same time, he's hilarious.
Interesting.
Very hilarious. So.
What did you sense from? You went to a lot of games this year. What did you like about what Penny? I know it's like going to be a lot of different guys on the team. But what about Penny's system? How different was it from what he was doing at East? And what did you like about what you saw during those? It was probably like a dozen games you went to this year. What did you like about the system he's running?
The play style was very compatible coming from high school to college because, I mean, really he was playing a transitional game, just fast break, go, and also pick and roll, pick and pop, and that's something that I can fit in really well. And then we have athletes on our team. You got DJ Jefferson and Precious, so that would be very great for us.
Is he done? Is someone else coming?
I feel that we are done. I mean, we got a solid team.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're not working on RJ?
I'm trying to. I'm still trying to work on RJ as well.
Okay. His dad was just on here on the show before us and said Memphis is still in the running.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like RJ is the missing piece, so to speak, that could really put you over the top. And I know you're tight with RJ. You came when he came on his unofficial visit. What do you think, RJ? Would RJ be too much, even though he's obviously top five player in the country, really great? Like, is there such thing as too much?
Yeah, there is such thing as too much, but I feel that he will bring his offensive prowess to our Memphis organization. So, I mean, he'll be a great piece.
Gotcha. So you still got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
We're talking, of course, with the nation's number one basketball recruit. Of course, he is James Wiseman, as always, on Twitter, on all social media outlets, at BigTicket_JW. All right, I wanted to ask you this. So now that we're starting to see what this team's going to look like in terms of the roster construction and whatnot, you've mentioned Penny Hardaway's tempo, and you saw a lot of sets, and you saw things that you understand that, hey, I can really fit in with that. One of the big questions that I think some people are curious about is, you know, schematically, is this team going to take the same philosophy that Penny had last year and that maybe some teams that you've played on for Penny that, you know, hey, still offensively, we're still going to push the tempo. We're going to get out in transition. We're going to make you have to run with us for the whole time. Have you gotten any sense of what Penny's thinking in terms of, hey, what are we going to look like as a team?
I mean, the same philosophy from last year is going to be the same for this year. It's just going to be quicker because we have better athletes.
Longer. Way more athletic.
Yeah, longer athletes. So it's going to be the same philosophy.
Talking, of course, with James Wiseman again on 92.9 FM ESPN. You're listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey. We are blessed to have James Wiseman with us. All right, and then I wanted to ask you this in terms of with all that's going on and all of the excitement and whatnot, does that put unnecessary pressure maybe on y'all to deliver? Is it something that you're asking for? How do you feel that in terms of this excitement is at a fever pitch? I mean, I've been here my whole life, and I can't remember a time that it has been as this intense and this fired up. How do you go about, and how are you guys, what are you talking with each other about in terms of how, you know, now there's expectations?
I mean, we're not worried about the worldly or the outside forces in terms of pressure. We're worried about our expectations, what we need to reach as a team. So really, that's the only thing we're focused on. We're not really focused on the outside pressures at all.
Speaking of pressure, I mean, you've dealt with this number one recruit in the country tag for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like to me, during the All-Star circuit this year, McDonald's game, Nike Hoop Summit, Jordan Brand Classic, you really wanted to kind of put an exclamation point on that, you know, kind of to show the world, like, hey, I've been number one and I'm still number one. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I feel that I got a lot of work, like hard work to improve on in terms of my game. But really, every time I get on the court, I got something to prove. So really, it's just been with me since I was younger, because I've been unknown when I was younger in 6th, 7th grade. So really, it just stuck with me till then. So I'm always have a statement every time I play.
Because it seemed like, I mean, you were already kind of projected as the number one pick maybe in a couple years, things like that. But it seemed like the evaluator, like NBA people, really noticed what you did. Like, what do you think you did? What do you think you showed over the last couple months? Like, how did you expand your game and just demonstrate to people that, hey, not only am I number one, but I'm getting better?
Just developing my jump shot. I know I still got to develop that a little bit more, but still, I'm still working on it to this day. And really just getting a rebound and go, just work on my hand, just showcase my handles out in front of the NBA scouts, and really just going out there and being more poised with the ball and not being out of control.
Does Penny foresee you? Like, how does Penny, when he describes where he sees you fitting with this roster, with his scheme, where does he see you sort of like, do you see yourself playing out on the perimeter, on the elbow, down low, all three? How do you envision your role in this offense?
I see myself being inside and outside big man. Really can be able to pick and pop, shoot the three, can handle the ball, dribble handoffs, set screens and roll to the basket, just all things out on the court.
And then it seems like, I'll be honest, I remember watching you your junior year, mm-hmm. Like the summer before your junior year and your junior year and now your senior year. It seems like defensively, you always had the skill set to be a great defender. Mm. It seems like you've put your mind to, I'm going to be a great rim protector. Who put that in your head?
Really myself, because I forced myself that I was going to be a great defender, so I just worked on it. And really, my offensive game is getting better by the day. So really, I was just trying to work on all aspects of my game.
I wanted to ask you this, James. We've heard what people like us, recruiting analysts, they always, you know, everyone – as sports fans, we need comparisons. We can't make a decision on a player unless we know, like, oh, he is compared to so and so. Who's someone that, you know, who's the game that you look at, you model yourself after? Who do you pick and choose from? You're like, I like what they do. Who are some of the guys that you would like to compare yourself to?
I say kind of like David Robinson, Kevin Garnett, and I say kind of like Giannis. That's what I've been looking at a lot. But really, I want to be the only James Wiseman. I want to create my own path.
For sure. Yeah. What aspects of Giannis's game right now that we're seeing? Because obviously he's one of these stories in the playoffs. What does he do that you really love?
Being able to handle the ball, to be 6'11", to be that agile, that quick, and really just play like a big guard, big point guard. So
interesting. That would be. I could, like, you as Giannis in the NBA, that'd be pretty fun. Left-handed Giannis.
Yes, sir.
Well, I bet you want to be left-handed James.
The Tigers.
Left-handed James.
The Tigers right now, Connor and I have been talking about on the show, the way that y'all have assembled this recruiting class, it really strikes me a ton of, like, what the Bucks did, in which they build it around a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo. You were clearly that guy for them. Man, there's a lot of shooting that they're surrounding you with, and I got to imagine that's got to be quite exciting for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to make my job easier, and I would not be getting double team or triple team that much this year. So,
yeah.
Because of high school, it was insane.
How is that? When you I understand, like, there is a talent advantage that you have, but getting triple teamed every night's just got to get old, right?
Yes.
What's probably?
But, I mean, I got used to it.
Well, it's probably like every game you get triple team, you send off a text to Boogie and Lester and be like,
yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sick of this.
I'd like to get one-on-one for once.
Yeah.
Talking, of course, with James Wiseman of course, now former of East High School. He is having James Wiseman Day. It is going to be at East High School Saturday, May the 25th. That is this Saturday, noon to 2:30. There's going to be a parade. There's going to be a pep rally, of course. If you haven't seen the outstanding promotional poster, make sure you go check out the work of Melanie Walker of Creative Designs. She did an outstanding job with that.
I think we're good. Trendon here is about to announce. Do you have a... It's uh-oh. That's not a, not a good look, guys. But from what I understand, I mean, honestly, like we said, there is such a thing as too much. I mean, I know he's a different player than Precious.
That's a great point.
But they are kind of... like. Precious and DJ are very, in a lot of ways, similar to in terms of what position they play to Trendon. So I don't think it's, I mean, you can't bat 1,000, James. I think Memphis fans will forgive you for not getting this one.
Maybe just this one.
I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay with it. I mean, I called it in a column I wrote in this year. I called this a super team. Is this a super team?
It's a super team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I mean, obviously, like you're thinking. I mean. You talked about it's about the internal expectations, not the external expectations. But I imagine, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this is probably going to be your one college season. You want to win a national title, I assume, right?
I do.
What do you think? I mean, there's not many of these teams that are constituted with a lot of freshmen. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, I don't know what you've heard about. Is Rajon definitely coming? Have you heard?
Yes. I feel that Rajon is coming.
Okay. Well, you heard that here.
Yeah, I think he took his name out the draft.
Breaking news.
Okay.
Should.
Well, that's good news. But for the most part, I mean, it's like Rajon. You got Rajon. You got Isaiah Maurice as your seniors. Mm-hmm. Lance Thomas is a veteran guy, even though he hasn't played much in college. He's an older guy. Alo and Tyler are experienced guards. But a lot of this nucleus is going to be freshmen. And there's not a lot of – there's that one Kentucky team that won a national title with a lot of one-and-dones. You think this is the group that can do – that can – be the second.
Yes, sir. This is the group that can be the second. So
okay.
I'm curious. We see with a lot of teams that are built with the young elite level talent, with one and done talent, and particularly teams like with Kentucky, we see Cal really gets them to buy in that it starts on the defensive end.
Yep.
Are you pretty much in the same agreement that that's where it starts? If you guys are going to go as far as you are capable, is that the end of the floor that starts for you?
I mean, at the end of the day, offense wins games, defense wins championships. So, I mean, if we just lock in on a championship, and the offensive end is going to take care of itself easily.
So you're saying that you would prefer Saturday to not be the only day that you have a parade here in Memphis?
I mean, it just depends on the city of Memphis. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Let me tell you, if you win a national championship here, there won't just be a parade. There will be a party that lasts for I don't even know how long.
We had an NIT.
You will be the king of Memphis for how
we had an NIT championship parade here once upon a time. I can't imagine what the parade would look like for a national title.
Well, and you mentioned the defense. I think you know this as someone I've watched Penny coach. People view Penny as this offensive dynamo because of what he was during his career.
Yeah.
As a coach, he is a defensive coach first. Would you not agree with that from your
totally
year?
Agree.
Yeah.
Because my junior year, the only thing we did was did a lot of defensive drills in practice. And it was crazy. So, I mean, yeah, he's most definitely a defensive type coach.
And then we'll get you out on this. I mean, you moved here less than 2 years ago from Nashville. You were born here, right?
No, I was born in Nashville.
You were born in Nashville?
Yeah.
Had you ever, like, lived in Memphis before you came here a couple years ago?
No, sir.
I remember when I was on a plane. Do you remember this? I was on a plane with you coming back from
Basketball Academy.
Yeah, you were coming back from L.A. and I interviewed you in the airport. And I remember you were excited, but you were also, you know, a little just nervous because you were coming to a new place.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. To be honest,
how much do you think this year and a half has shaped you as a person and as a basketball player here in Memphis?
The city of Memphis gave me more toughness as a basketball player. Penny Hardaway gave me a lot of toughness as a basketball player. Really just being able to go get it and not be afraid. And really, I mean, Penny has developed my game tremendously throughout the 2 years that he's coached me, really the 1 year for my junior year. So for my second year going to Memphis, I feel that he's going to change my game around tremendously. So.
Well, Memphis thanks you for coming. I'm pretty sure he's going to keep, even though you're the number one recruit in the country, I'm pretty sure he's going to ride you a little bit next year. I think like that's right. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right.
James, you are very, very gracious to join us. Again, it will be James Wiseman Day on Saturday, May the 25th, noon to 2:30. That is over at East High School. There will be a parade. There will be a prep rally. Buddy, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
You will forever be the first ever guest on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. This is our debut show. Like we are really grateful for you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Extremely grateful.
And when your career is done.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a future as a recruiting analyst.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Most certainly. When we come back, Jason Smith is going to join us. Stick around. Hour two of Giannotto and Jeffrey coming your way right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.